Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Miss the show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
The American dream, but his last breath he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Man, we love this show, Chicago Fire. I cannot believe 13 seasons, and it just keeps getting better and better. And one of our favorite characters, of course, Violet. And it's Hatiko Greensmith, who plays Violet on the show. Hatiko, how are you?
I am well, Randy. Thanks for having me today.
Straight out of Ambulance 61.
That's right.
That's right. And listen, I just I've missed a couple of episodes. What's up with you and Sam? What's happening?
All the girls want to know.
Right, exactly.
And Randy.
Right.
Well, I think Sam and Violet have kind of been having trouble finding their footing this season, given the way that last season ended for them on, you know, rather turbulent terms. And I think, you know, now that things with his ex-girlfriend Tori have kind of passed, Violet's kind of moved on to a new partner, Flynn, I think there's a new element in their relationship with Sam being an AA now and getting sober. I think it opens it for more of a friendship for Violet to show up as someone to really support him and be someone he can lean on in a different way. But as everybody knows, like, that's where lines can get kind of blurred. So we're going to have to wait and see for the rest of the season how they do become blurred and how they might move past or not move past that.
I don't know. The girl in AA looking at Sam, I mean, it's, you know.
You never know.
We're talking to Hatiko Greensmith here on the National Defense. Plays Violet, of course, on Chicago Fire. And I got to tell you, I've always had a huge, profound respect for firefighters and first responders. I mean, our audience is active duty military veterans and their families. But Hatiko, I was out in L.A. visiting my daughter when the wildfires hit, and so I started signing up for these alerts that I still get on my phone every time the L.A. Fire Department goes out on a call. I can't believe how many times in a day these true miracles happen. It's just, it's incredible. I mean, like I say, I've always respected first responders, but to see the extent that they were involved in those wildfires, man, that's crazy.
I absolutely couldn't agree more. Yeah, I've got friends and family in LA, and it's been so surreal to witness how first responders show up for their communities, and especially paramedics too. I joined the show during COVID, and witnessing how they showed up each and every day, despite the fear, despite the unknown, despite the trauma and the tragedy, they showed up every day with the only goal to save someone's life. And I think that is a gorgeous and courageous thing to do.
Oh, man. Talk about getting you out of the bed in the morning. You know, putting your life on the line. And the other thing that I think you guys do a great job of on Chicago Fire is keeping it absolutely realistic in terms of what the firefighters do, what the paramedics do. And I know you guys probably have consultants and really take a strong stance about getting it right.
Yeah, I will say Dick Wolf, you know, he's done such an incredible job of creating this kingdom of material that is as realistic as possible. I think that's what he prides himself in, and I think he succeeded completely. I think, you know, we have such incredible people on set. We have Steve Chikorotis, who's a longtime CFD firefighter in chief, Michelle Martinez, who's our on-set paramedic as well, a lot of years in the CFD, and they are what keeps this show as realistic as possible. And they made sure to humble us at every opportunity as well.
I'm sure. Yeah. That's pretty good. Well, you know, that's all part of that culture, though, in terms of whether it's active duty military or veterans or first responders. I mean, that's kind of almost how they get through the day and nights, right?
Absolutely. Yes, it's absolutely the way I think that people deal with the trauma that they go through every day. Ball busting.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Hanigo, where are you from originally?
I am from the suburbs of New York.
Okay. And so Chicago, not a big stretch. What do you think of Chicago?
I love Chicago. It took me a few years to find my footing here, but now that I feel like I have a good idea of the city, I am such a huge fan. I love the people, the food, the neighborhoods, the architecture. It's just, I don't love the winter, but, you know, literally who does? So otherwise, it's a great city.
Yeah, you know, the big thing about Chicago is don't ever buy a nice car there. Don't buy a nice car because it will just get, somebody will run into it. You'll run over something. I mean, right?
I mean, yeah, it's also like covered in salt for half the year anyway. So you're not going to see much of it anyway.
Right. And the other half, you're just washing it. So, hey, who cares? You know, that's why.
Yeah, exactly. That's
why God invented the L train. So I think that's
right.
you can get around with no problem. When you got on the cast, when you joined the cast of Chicago Fire, so this thing had already been a juggernaut. It was huge, and I'm sure that there had been, you know, the people on there had been together for a while. Was that weird for you to come in at that point, or did they just make you feel welcome from the start?
I will say for most of the new guys that show up, yeah, there is a bit of a, people tend to be rather intimidated because not just have we been around for a while, but it's also that people have such close relationships. You know, if you've been friends with your comrade / coworker for over 10 years, there's this deep familiarity through just shared experience. But I will say when I joined on, everyone that I work with is so kind and funny and welcoming and gracious and humble, and it really creates the perfect environment to feel really included. And I've been lucky enough to, I think, make some of my dearest, closest friends here because of that.
Does anybody on the show have a dog?
Oh, yeah. Why?
Well, I mean, like, on the show.
Oh, you mean, like, as a character?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we did have Tuesday, but Tuesday no longer makes appearances, unfortunately. But otherwise, I don't think so. I don't think we've really focused on any character having their own dog. I mean, as you saw probably this season, Carver dabbled with the idea, but I don't think he's going to pull the trigger on that anytime soon.
I mean, you stay at a fire station, you need a dog.
I know. Everyone loves a firehouse dog.
Right. You know, you can work on that.
Working on set with a dog is tough. I'm okay with us not having dogs. Oh.
Hey, there is a new drink at Molly's Pub, though. That's exciting.
That's right. Born of fire.
Born of fire. Absolutely. You know, those little touches are the thing I think that makes your show stand out. I mean, you're going to have the everyday tense, dangerous situations, but just, you know, have those side kind of things and some of those guys retiring. I mean, I think that's what keeps it fresh and when the writing just really does a great job.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I can't take credit for that. I do think the writers, they work so tirelessly to keep this show as lovable as it's always been, but also try to create something new. I mean, 13 seasons in, I do not envy them. That is a huge challenge to try to find something new and exciting to write every week.
Right.
You know, so I think they also do a really fabulous job of keeping things familiar but fresh.
Hey, you do a great job, Hanako. Thank you so much for taking the time, and best of luck with the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. Great to chat.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century. So has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. We've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles and have publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass compatible with select smartphone platforms is available via download. Message and data rates may apply.
Shop the Home Depot's biggest bath event of the year and get up to 40% off select online vanities. Plus, get it delivered for free. Whether you're going for trendy and modern or cozy and timeless, there's a vanity that will perfectly complement your style. Get up to 40% off select online vanities only at HomeDepot.com. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller and Lauren Buglioli. Oh, I love to say that. That's such a fun name to say. Is with us here on the National Defense. She stars as Vanessa McBride in the new CBS new daytime drama series Beyond the Gates that is out there 2 p.m. Eastern on CBS and then streaming on Paramount Plus. And she's here with us on the National Defense. Lauren, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, listen, this is groundbreaking stuff, right? I mean, there hasn't been a soap opera, daytime drama series for many, many years, a brand new one. So this is pretty much history.
You know, I'm so grateful to be a part of it. CBS is partnering with the NAACP. The incredible Sheila Duxworth and Michelle Valjean, they brought this to life and made it possible. So, you know, I'm just so excited for fans of daytime drama to be able to see something from its inception. So I grew up watching them with my grandmother. They're very near and dear to my heart. So I'm just excited for everyone to see this incredible incredible ensemble of actors and these stories unfold, because it's going to get messy. There's lots of drama.
It better get messy.
Yes, yes. That's what, we love the escapism, right?
Right, right. Well, it's so funny you said the word stories, because my mom always watched Days of Our Lives and always referred to her as my story. I gotta, you know, it's 2 o'clock. I gotta see my story. And and people just, what was the one that you watched with your grandmother?
Oh, I watched All My Children with her growing up, General Hospital, Days of Our Lives. I mean, she watched all of them. So I grew up watching them with her, and it's very sentimental to me. So I'm hoping to make her proud.
Yeah, and also Beyond the Gates has a little bit different look than other soap operas, right?
Yes, you know, what's really, really special about this, I mean, we all know the importance of representation, but at the center of this story is the Dupree family, played by the incredible Tamara Tooney, Clifton Davis, Daphne Duplay, and Carla Moseley. And CBS partnered with the NAACP to really focus on bringing a story of an African-American family at the very center of this soap. So I'm just so proud to be a part of it, because it's history. You know, like, this is the first time that we've seen this, and I think it's so important to see this beautiful, wealthy, messy family
right.
Every day, Monday through Friday, on our screens.
Yeah, this is not the Jeffersons, although they are still moving on up. I mean, they've got, you know, right? We're talking to Lauren Buglioli here in the National Defense, and she's Vanessa McBride in the new daytime drama series Beyond the Gates on CBS. And you were excellent, so good as Heather with the Weather in the Apple Plus series Bad Monkey, opposite Vince Vaughn. How was that experience for you?
Thank you. It was incredible. You know, I was very lucky. I got to study with a couple of meteorologists, although Heather was not a very good meteorologist.
Right, right.
With a firm foundation, and then, you know, then mess it up. So it was really wonderful. Bill Lawrence is absolutely incredible, and everyone at Doozer Productions. The writing on the show was phenomenal, and you know, everyone involved was just really phenomenal. And I'm lucky to have been a part of it. Vince Vaughn is such a gem, and to get to work with him was such a bucket list moment. So
well,
very grateful.
You were excellent, and I had read somewhere where the demise of Heather with the Weather, that you guys filmed that in one take?
We did. You know, that's always the goal, because it gets very messy when you're dealing with a lot of fake blood.
Yeah, right.
Right, Heather. And, you know, it was great. I mean, I was working with a dream team, so they set me up for success, and we got it.
Oh, that's so cool. We're talking to Lauren Buglioli here on the National Defense. So that last name, Buglioli, very Italian?
Yes. Very Italian. And I, you know, I fought to keep it. My grandfather,
I love it.
Yeah, thank you. It meant a lot to my grandfather, and I want to honor him by keeping it. He fought to keep it, so I'm very grateful. It's a tricky one to say if reading it, because the G is silent, but it's my way of honoring him by keeping it and our family name.
Now, does that mean that you're an excellent cook?
Oh, I wish that I honor him in that way. I can't say that I honor him in that way, but I do my best. I do my best. I wish I was a better cook.
Now, do you live in Atlanta?
I do. I'm very lucky. I moved here from New York 7 years ago when I saw what was happening in the industry. And, you know, I've been very, very fortunate. So
It's a really phenomenal town, and it's been very, very good to me.
Yeah, it's a great town. I lived there for a few years and did the morning show on a radio station called Z93 there. And that Chastain Horse Park that you're so close to was also very much a part of our family. We have always had horses. My wife's a horse trainer. And so I know that you do a lot of work with those guys, right?
Yes, yes. So I have a degree in early childhood education and special education, and I volunteer with Chastain. They teach horseback riding, adaptive lessons to children of all abilities,
yes.
And it's a really, really special program.
You know, we volunteered at a place for a while that did that. We're based in Kansas City, Missouri, and my wife developed a thing called horse soccer, and it's a 50-inch inflatable ball, and the horses kind of nose it around and knee it around, and it gives the horses something else to do. But we would take that giant ball over there, and these kids that were riding, you talk about just thrilling for them. That was unbelievable to see them participate in something like that. And you know, one day with a kid like that that doesn't get to do anything, man, it just means the world to them, doesn't it?
It really does. And you just see the healing power of horses and what incredible work an organization like Chastain does. So I feel very grateful to be a part of it. It's really reinforces perspective and what's really important, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, equestrian therapy is such a big thing now. Our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. And to see the equestrian therapies open up to help people with PTSD and TBI, it's just amazing because there's no way you can't fool a horse. I mean, you got to come in, and a horse knows how you're doing the second they see you.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And I grew up with horses, so I got to see that firsthand. And to be able to pay it forward and work with kids and their families, it's the best of all worlds. So, you know, horses are really special, and equine therapy is absolutely amazing.
It is amazing. We're talking to Lauren Buglioli here on the National Defense, Vanessa McBride in the new CBS daytime drama, Beyond the Gates, 2:00 Eastern on CBS and then streaming on Paramount Plus. I also wanted to ask you about your dogs. Do you really have a dog named Beverly Hills Cop 2?
I sure do. I sure do.
does that mean there was a Beverly Hills Cop 1?
You know, I never got to meet Beverly Hills Cop 1, but Lifeline Animal Shelter blessed me with my two dogs. So I've got a Vixen, who I adopted in 2020, and then Beverly Hills Cop the second, who I adopted in 2021. And they are my children. They are the light of my life. I'm so, so grateful.
What kind of dogs?
A shepherd mix. Beverly Hills Cop 2 is a shepherd mix, and Vixen is a Australian cattle dog mix.
Oh, wow.
Very lucky, and they absolutely love each other. It's really special.
That is so cool. Well, it's so great to talk to you, and obviously you have a great heart, and you're part of this historic show that's going to be fun to follow. These things don't come along like we talked about, you know, very often. So I would encourage people, get on this Beyond the Gates and latch onto it, and I think you'll be absolutely pulled in, right?
You know, I'm so excited for viewers to see these stories unfold from its inception, because that's, I think, the thing that's so rare, because this is a historic moment and we're seeing this created now. To be able to invest in these stories from the jump is really, really rare. And, you know, the beauty of it is that we're on CBS Monday through Friday, but then it's also available to stream on Paramount Plus. So if you're anything like me and you like to binge TV shows, you can do that as well. So you don't have to be in front of your TV Monday through Friday unless you want to be. So it's the world for sure.
Yeah, that's a whole new approach on soap operas for sure. That's so cool. Lauren, thank you so much. It's so great to talk to you. You're really a breath of fresh air.
Oh, thank you for having me, truly. And thank you to everyone listening for supporting the show. And I hope you enjoy it. Stay tuned.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
C. 60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. The 14 veterans who recently joined Connecticut's Veterans Hall of Fame include a resident of Bridgeport and a resident of Stratford, both of whom went on to make marks in their communities after serving in the U.S. Marine Corps during the Vietnam War. Thomas Kanaski Jr. and William O'Brien Jr. said they were honored by, though not necessarily comfortable with, the Hall of Fame recognition. "I'm more comfortable giving awards than receiving them," said O'Brien, 78, of Stratford, who worked and volunteered at Sterling House for 40 years and remains involved at the community center even now. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay Warhawk Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Feeling a wee bit green with envy for a proper St. Patty's Day feast? Well, put on your dancing shoes and head to Black Bear Diner. We're bringing back the classics you crave, like our legendary corned beef and cabbage. Slow roasted, thick sliced with all the fixings. It's the real deal. Tender corned beef, melt in your mouth cabbage, and that horseradish cream sauce. Oh, it's a lucky bite. Find your lucky feast Friday through Monday, St. Patty's Day weekend, at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Giorgio Tsoulakis is the leading expert and, of course, executive producer of History Channel's Ancient Aliens and publisher of Legendary Times Magazine, the world's leading ancient astronaut research journal, and he joins us here on the National Defense. Giorgio, how are you?
Very well, Randy. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, it's great to talk to you. We've had your buddy Nick Pope on here before. Just some fascinating conversations about what you guys are involved with. And now you're taking it on the road again, right?
Yes, we are back for another slew of shows for the spring of 2025 with our, as I call it, our Cosmic Roadshow, Ancient Aliens Live.
Yeah, you know, when you guys do these shows, I'll bet you're amazed sometimes at what people bring you and ask you. And I mean, I'm sure you've heard it all and seen it all, but do people show up with some artifacts?
You know, that absolutely has happened. And, you know, when you say that by now I've seen it all, you'd be surprised. I mean, I thought I did too, and then, you know, something happens, and on the ride back to the hotel, where all of us will be like, well, that was interesting, huh? And but you know, to think that the show began in 2009 as a one-off 2-hour special, if you would have told me that, number one, back then, that there would be a series, and that one day I would, you know, crisscross the United States with Nick Pope and William Henry and David Childress and Jason Martell with a show called Ancient Aliens Live. I was like, never. And here we are. So, but that only happened because of your listeners, yeah, of the audience, of our viewers. And so, you know, we are so thankful to be able to connect with audiences live, because we have as much love for them as they have for us, and it's palpable. So it's just a great fun, a great night out in the town for the whole family.
And it's just such a fascinating topic too. You know, when you think about ancient astronauts, I mean, you're basically talking about aliens that have visited us, in prehistoric days, and some of the things that you guys have uncovered on the walls of caves. And when did you first get interested in aliens?
This is actually something that began when I was a little boy, because the household that I grew up in, even though, you know, it was staunchly Christian and Catholic, we would, you know, go to church on Sunday, and I would go to kids' church on Thursdays. You know, we were all very devout and still are, you know, it's something where it was still an open-minded household, where especially my grandma was into these, you know, ancient mysteries. And so from time to time, instead of reading normal bedtime stories or the regular bedtime stories, she would read, you know, Chariots of the Gods to me when I was 5 years old, or she would read Edgar Casey's Atlantis or Berlitz's Bermuda Triangle. And at dinner conversations, I remember distinctly my mom would always say, looking at technology, she would say, you know, I think that all of this has been here before. It's all been here before. But I never quite understood what she meant. Well, she was, as a five-year-old, I had no idea. But she was referring to, I found out later as we were having these discussions, that she was referring 100% to the ancient astronaut theory. So they planted the seed very early in my life. And then when I was 14, 15, I, you know, stumbled across the books by Eric von Daniken. And I was bitten by that bug.
You were hooked.
And yes, I was absolutely hooked. And, you know, it is a giant question mark. The extraterrestrial question is a giant question mark that still deserves to be explored to this day.
Yeah, we're talking to Giorgio Tsoukalos here on the National Defense, of course, from History's Ancient Aliens. And if you go to AncientAliensLiveTour.com, you can find out where he's going to be appearing near you on the roadshow. And Giorgio, the other thing that I want to ask you, because our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families, and it seems to me like in the past, 10 years or so, a lot of military have been speaking out about some of these things that they've seen and that they've heard, right?
Absolutely. And first of all, I would like to thank for everyone for their service. I too have many service members in my family, so I thank everyone from the bottom of my heart. And It is amazing. If you would have told me 30 years ago when I began with this professionally that one day there would be hearings on Capitol Hill
right.
in the U.S. Congress, I would have been, that would be fantastic, but dream on, brother, in no way.
Right.
And here we are. We've now had three congressional hearings and other, investigations behind closed doors. And so, we live in the most exciting of times. And what's so fascinating to me is that many people that are deeply into the UFO field and who have followed this for many years, some of us for decades, they're looking at all of this and they're saying, well, all of this stuff that's happening right now, it's all a nothing burger and they're not really revealing anything new. And I'm looking at this conversation and I'm like, am I listening or am I watching the same thing as they're watching?
Yeah.
Because what is happening right now is sensational. It has not been here before. And it is something where, all this is what is happening right now is not for us, the people who are already deeply into the UFO topic.
Sure.
But it's for the people. I mean, I've got news. The news is that the great majority of the world population doesn't care about UFOs. I'm sorry to say. So this is a part of the conditioning process to prep the masses. Hey, we are not alone, and we've never been alone, which, by the way, is the tagline for Ancient Aliens.
Right. Well, and you also, you mentioned the biblical aspect of this, and I know I've read some things about ancient astronauts and Noah's Ark.
Yes, and I mean, look, so first of all, I would like to say to subscribe to an idea or a research line like the ancient astronaut theory and then to think that in order to do that, you have to lose religion or you have to lose your belief in God.
Right.
In my opinion, is a false accusation because, in my opinion, it works in tandem.
Yes.
Because the idea that there are extraterrestrials out there in the vast universe, to me, suggests that God's creation is way more vast
right.
than what many people think. Because to me, if Earth would be the only planet in the universe with intelligent life on it, then that to me would be an insult in the face of God, because that means, she or he couldn't do any better.
1,000%.
And that to me, it really, if we're the only game in town,
right.
Man, we're in trouble.
Yeah. Oh, man, is that the truth? Have you ever, have you happened to see Kate McKinnon's Saturday Night Live interpretation of being abducted by aliens?
I love it.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, and what's even more fascinating is that, yes, these skits are happening today and everybody is embracing them. Now, I remember, I've been a long time a fan of Saturday Night Live. I came to this country when they celebrated Saturday Night Live 20. So I've now been here 30 years. And so I've been an avid fan of SNL all this time. But I remember they had UFO sketches, UFO abduction sketches, or weird alien sketches,
yeah.
even 20, 30 years ago. But it was always the audience had the last laugh and everybody was pointing fingers. Today, we're all laughing together because
yes.
most everyone knows someone who either saw something or who actually had perhaps even a personal experience. And who is anyone to say to the people who have claimed to be abducted, for example, that all of them are lying?
Right.
I mean, that is insulting the intelligence of our fellow citizens. And I'm not just referring to U.S. citizens. I'm referring to anyone around the planet who claims to have been abducted, because 20 years ago, all these people were claimed to be clinically or mentally ill.
Right.
And today, they're no longer laughing. They're no longer laughing because something is going on.
Something is out there. I can't wait to see this show. This is going to be so cool. AncientAliensLiveTour.com is where you can find out. George Hill, man, this is great stuff. It's such an honor to talk to you. Thank you for taking the time.
Well, likewise. Thank you so much, and I hope we can do this again.
Absolutely. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data. Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Assembled with U.S. and imported content.
Hey, of course you know as a veteran, you understand how crucial it is to be connected to loved ones. And T-Mobile is committed to helping our community stay connected. With exclusive wireless plan discounts, T-Mobile offers the best price for military and veteran families versus Verizon and AT&T. Beyond the savings, T-Mobile is proud to be a military-friendly employer and has hired 10,000 veterans and military spouses. And they're not stopping there. Just head to T-Mobile.com/military-discounts to learn more about their commitment and how military families get the best price with T-Mobile.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
I'm Marilyn.
And I'm Abby, her BFF.
We're in Riverfront Playhouse's production of Ripcord by David Lindsay Abaire, directed by John Welsh.
March 7th through the 23rd, join us for this hilarious comedy about feisty elderly women, us,
who become roommates in a retirement community. See how our comic, playful rivalry leads to a series of funny and unexpected pranks.
Grab your tickets now at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Sponsored by this station and these amazing pro arts businesses.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, I'm Tamara Wood, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is currently accepting applications from individuals interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or to obtain further information, please visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities you can be part of. Applications are now being accepted. To apply or get more details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Be part of the solution. Apply today.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun bloomers. blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics that will carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
We're the type of group, we're working constantly, believe it or not. And Tom Quitlin, who's the producer, he has opened the show for us three times on our UK tour. And this last tour that we did last year, Tom said, you know, would you guys be interested in recording a new album? And we said, sure. So he said, okay, let me work on some things. And he got back with us with some ideas. And we said, okay, let's do it. And Tom came to Philadelphia a total of five times. Each time he presented a couple songs, we listened to it and picked the ones that we liked. When he came to Philly to record, the track was pretty much done, and we put down our vocals. While Tom was there, we listened to some more material. My favorite song he presented by Shania Twain. And when I heard like eight bars of it, I said, oh yeah, we have to do this. And he went back to Shania. She did what she had to do. And when he came back, he presented tracks for us to put our vocals down. And that's how we completed the whole album. It was done in, I guess, a total of five trips back and forth to Philadelphia.
Oh, wow. Wow. That is incredible. We're talking to Arian Love here in the National Defense, founding member and baritone for the great, incredible group, the Stylistics. And, yeah, I mean, you know, Shania Twain is only one of the great singers and songwriters of this album. I mean, you've got Ronnie Wood of the Rolling Stones, Gene Simmons. Mm-hmm. Kiss, the Elton John Band. You got Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny because in putting together this project, Tom suggested that, well, first of all, Tom works with Elton John's band. And he said, well, I have connections here, connections there, and maybe I can get some of these friends of mine to be featured on your album. And we said, okay, well, that's a great idea. And Tom is coming from a rock background. So us being, you know, the urban contemporary group, we weren't familiar with too many rock stars. Gene Simmons, yeah, of course, you knew his stuff and what he's done in the past. So when Tom brought the product to us to record, we're just hearing the somewhat finished tracks. We didn't realize who all was on it until we got towards the end of the album. And Tom said, well, you know, Jim Simmons did this one did this part, this guitar that you hear is by so-and-so. And we said, oh, my God, we didn't realize there were so many hardcore rock people that was on this album. And then naturally doing the interviews, and we saw some of the footage of their introductions and them talking about performing on this project. I was sitting back like in awe watching these people put down their parts. But while I was singing it, or while we were singing it, we did not know who everyone was at the time.
Wow. Wow, that's incredible. The album's called Falling in Love with My Girl from the Stylistics. And the Falling in Love, the title track, is so great. Who's the guy in your group that sings the high part?
Jason Sharp.
Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, Jason's been with us for about 15 years now.
Wow. And you know, to maintain that level that you guys have maintained through the years, that's incredible. And I guess it is because you're always touring. Are you going to tour for this album?
Yes. Well, more than likely. We have the UK tour. It runs anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks, and that's scheduled for October. So this is the first time we're going to England with a project that has been released in the UK also. So this should be a pretty interesting.
Absolutely. We're talking to Aaron Love of the Stylistics here in the National Defense. So, Aaron, just so you know, our audience here is mainly active duty military, veterans, and their families.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you guys have performed for lots of those through the years, huh?
Yeah, we sure have. In fact, when I knew that I was going to interview you, I just had a flashback to all the places that we've been. And I don't know how long you've been doing it, but your voice is... I identify to your voice, so I don't know whether I heard it when we were there working.
Yeah, I've been doing it for a long time. And also, we're heard on the Armed Forces Radio Network, which, you know, all over the world. And you guys came up, the Stylistics came about, I want to say, what, 1968? Is that close?
That's pretty good,
yeah.
Our first record was actually... released, I think, in 72.
Okay.
But we were formed in 68.
And, you know, so many great hits, but it had to be, from the beginning, in that time period, for you guys, tough to make a dent. I mean, there were so many great singers around at that time, right?
You know what? It's funny because when we put the group together, we were working locally in Philadelphia. No records out or anything. And a gentleman came to our show and said, would you guys be interested in recording? Took it to the studio with one of the songs that our guitar player wrote. I think the session cost him $500. It was released locally and was number one in Philly in the tri-state area. Then he made a deal with Avco Records, who sent it national. And from that point on, we didn't see, his name is Bill Perry, we didn't see him anymore. So whatever deal he made with Avco, he got the money and split.
And he got the money and took the money and run.
Yeah, never heard no more from Bill Perry. From the success of that first song, Avco said, well, we need to do an album. And that's when they got in touch with Tom Bell. And the rest is pretty much history.
Arian, what is the biggest thing? I mean, incredible career that you've had and are having. What is the one thing? Can you point to one thing where you said, whether it's a show, an event, whatever, where you go, I cannot believe we are doing this. This is the most exciting thing ever.
Yes. And it's paramount in my mind. Right after apartheid was lifted, we went to South Africa.
Oh, wow.
And we performed at a football stadium. Naturally, when we got there for sound check, we were the only artists on the show either, so you can't take all the credit. But the stadium was empty, and we did our sound check, and we basically stayed into the dressing room until showtime. And when we went on stage, it was 30,000 people in the audience.
Wow. Wow.
And when we sung Bet You By Golly Wow, everyone lit either a cigarette lighter or something. I don't even think cell phones were out at this time.
I remember
the whole stadium.
Holding up cigarette lighters.
Yeah, the whole stadium lit up with these lights, and I'm like, I almost forgot the words to, we were singing You Make Me Feel Brand New. I almost forgot the words to that because I was so overwhelmed what I saw. You know, everything up to that park didn't ever consist of 30,000 people.
Wow.
So, yeah, that stands out in my mind.
Man, I'll tell you what, this is such a gift. It's a brand new music, brand new album, in almost two decades from the Stylistics, Falling in Love with My Girl. It's out now. Arian, thank you so much, man. And if you're coming to my town, I'm going to be front row center.
I also, which town?
Kansas
which
City, town? Missouri.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
One of my favorite ones.
Oh, okay. Man. Hey, thank you so much, man. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you for having me.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I'm Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer and director of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. You may remember my story. I tied male swimmer Leah, formerly Will Thomas, and was forced to step aside while he accepted my trophy for a photo op. But I'm not alone. Over the past few years, women and girls have been stripped of opportunities to fairly compete in sports, denied scholarships, put in physical danger, and exposed to humiliation in locker rooms. These injustices will only accelerate if we don't speak up now. That's why I'm traveling to college campuses across America, encouraging the next generation to fight for fairness and for truth. My speeches are free and open to the public. To see if I'm speaking on a campus near you, visit RileyGainesCenter.org/events.
That's RileyGainesCenter.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.